I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. It's our Help Meet time, where we sit back, look at the book, check to see, are we help meets that are suitable? Are we prepared to be suitable? Are we ready to be suitable? Are we going to stay suitable? So when we come in, you know what we do. So today I'm sipping apple sparkling. What are you sipping? This is sparkling cider. Sparkling apple cider, Martinelli's. So today's tip, you saw it. When you looked at the title, you're probably like, oh Lord. Today, we're going to talk about something. We're going to talk about something that, you know, a lot of times people don't want to talk about. But we're going to talk about it. Because that's what we do. When we have our help meet time, we talk about things that are necessary for us to be suitable, stay suitable, remain suitable. So here we are. I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook. And I'm just saying, if you're going to be suitable, you might need some resources. You may need some information, some reinforcement, some help. And this is your help. So this is Revelation, God's strategies for becoming His help meet suitable. His meaning God's help meet. His meaning your king's help meet. If you're not God's help meet, you're not helping God, you're not helping your king. I'm just saying. So you got to remain suitable. So we're going to talk about a word that's really, really important to our role as help meets. We're going to talk about a word, submit. Woo, I said it. Maybe I should sip. Now that I said the word, okay, you say it out of your mouth, submit. Uh-oh, see, it didn't even hurt. Sit up. It's going to be okay. That's why we have to come together. That's why we have to spend this time together, because some of these topics, woo-wee. Yeah, that's what we have to do. Okay, now that we said the word, say it. Did you say it? Say it out of your mouth. That's the first step. Just say the word out of your mouth. Let's get it over with. And now let's get down to business. Okay. We're going to understand that submit is God's word. That's already a tip. Submit is God's word. We can't just ignore a word that God ordains. We can't just ignore a word that God has given to us as an instruction. Oh, my Lord. An instruction. Woo. Submission is an instruction from God. I don't even have to do a tip. Submission is an instruction from God. Wow. I'm just saying. We get mad at our husbands. We might get mad at people who say, what's wrong with you and all that. Submission. It's God's instruction. It's a word that's in the word. It's a word that's in the word. We're going to understand that. Okay. This says, to be submitted to your husband. It's okay to be submitted and strong. Can we make that declaration? I'm submitted and strong. Because for some reason, and you know who started this dumb rumor? The devil. If you're submitted, you're not strong. Who told you that? God surely did not tell you that. You know who started that dumb rumor? The devil. I am submitted and strong. They're not mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive. They can be coupled. I'm submitted and strong. Just saying. It says, it's okay to be strong and submit. The submitted woman is not something we need to be ashamed of. Do not be ashamed of being a submitted helpmeet. In fact, you should embrace it. You should embrace it. And make sure you realize, oh my goodness, I'm doing more and more and becoming more and more like Jesus, because Jesus was submitted to the Father. You need to be submitted to your spouse. I'm strong and submitted. Keep saying it because you're going to get used to it. It's the submitted woman. Woman is not something to be ashamed of. Think about who benefits from us feeling ashamed of being submitted, which is a word that God gave us, which is an instruction that God gave us. We've got to understand how important it is to submit to our husbands. Now, if you put on the screen that this or that is happening with your spouse, that means that's the first thing that comes to your mind. We got to work on that. God said submit. And now you let him deal with your spouse. You let him deal with behavior. You let him deal with actions. I know that's hard, but that's our goal. We're helpmates that are suitable. People often look at being submissive as holding on to a marriage as something that is weak. What? Submission? I'm telling you, if you truly are submitted, it takes strength. It takes strength to hold back your flesh. So it takes strength. You cannot be submitted without holding back your flesh. You cannot be submitted without getting your flesh under subjection. You better sip twice. So there's nothing weak about submission. Think about it. Think about it. It's probably one of the strongest things you will ever do in your Christian walk and in your marriage. And in the book, it says, let me say, for the record, if you have not been in a marriage that's fallen apart and fought for a marriage, you have no idea the strength it takes. Woo! Now, my goal is to teach people so they do not have to fight for a marriage. So they do not. I would love to teach more women who have not been married yet how to be a helpmate that's suitable so they don't have to do some of the things that I did. But it is nothing easy, nothing simple to fight for a marriage, to stay in a marriage that seems to be falling apart, to stay with a person that appears not to care about you, appears or is behaving in such a way that makes you feel bad. That's difficult. It's difficult. I'm not going to pretend like it's not difficult, but being submitted because God said so. Being submitted because they're instructions from God. Being submitted because it takes constraint of your flesh. There's nothing weak about it. Nothing to be ashamed of. Really, we should wear submission as a badge of honor. Oh, did I say that? I meant it. Don't be embarrassed to be submitted. That's like being embarrassed to be a Christian. If you're ashamed of me on the earth, somebody that understands the word of God is going to understand what that means. Don't be embarrassed to be doing the will of God. How? How do we proclaim to be Christians, but embarrassed about Christian behavior? Uh-oh. Sip on that. Help me. We're Christians, but we're ashamed of an instruction? No. Let's not do that. Apple sparkling juice is going to be gone in a minute. Because this word, it requires some work. All right, help me. It says, fighting for my marriage is the hardest thing I've ever done. It takes courage, it takes strength, and it takes supernatural intervention. Can I get an amen? I know there's somebody out there that can give me an amen, can give me a high five. I'm telling you that fighting for a marriage, staying in a marriage that looks like and appears to be going astray, it takes courage. It takes work. It takes divine intervention. It takes submission. How do you think the divine intervention gets to you? Oh, by following God's instructions. So if you're asking yourself, how do I get divine intervention? How do I get God to be back into this situation? Check your submission. Check being ashamed of the gospel. Uh-oh. Are you ashamed of the gospel? Because to be ashamed to be submitted to your husband, it's the same thing as being ashamed of the gospel, because it's in the word of God that we are to submit to our husbands. Now, I didn't say. I'm just saying. God did not say submit if. He just said submit. Wives, submit. He didn't say submit if. No. So we can't be ashamed of following God's instructions. That's a trick of the enemy. Get that out of your head. You cannot be ashamed of God's instructions. Submission is God's idea. It says God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in relationships and in families, and we are not going to let go of God's instructions. We're not going to let go. We can't let go. We can't be ashamed. We can't say we're not happy to do God's will. We can't. We got to submit. We have to understand. That means bring yourself low. Bring yourself low. Humble yourself. Get to a point where you study that word. I think we're going to go back on a journey and a series on our sips and tips again. We might have to understand that word. Woo! I feel something. Yes. I feel something in submission. We have to understand, as a helpmeet, it's mutually connected. They are not mutually exclusive. You cannot be a helpmeet and not be submitted. Oh, sip on that. And you can't be ashamed to be submitted. That means you're ashamed of God's instruction. So let's get to be bold in our submission. How about that? How about we have more helpmeets that are bold in their submission? Yes, I'm submitted to my husband. Yes, I am. And submission is not about doing things that I want to do. Submission is doing things that are good for the kingdom. Submission is doing something that's good for my priest, prophet, and king. Submission is something that I do because God gave me some instruction. Submit to the word of God. Submit to the will of God and realize that when you submit, it takes strength, it takes courage, it takes denying your will for God's will. Well, I'm just saying, if you happen to have been on the webinar, Are You Sanctified? You know this is resonating with you. How can you be sanctified and not submit? I think it's connected. Help me. I think it's connected. This is not a flesh walk. It's a faith walk. Uh-oh. Sip again, Yvette, because it's going to take a minute. Help meet suitable is not a flesh walk. It's a faith walk. Okay. Whoo. Submit. Ask God. Come on. Submit. Submit is not doing what someone is asking you to do. Submit is doing what God is asking you to do. That's the key. God is asking you to submit. So ask God. What does he want you to do? Let me just tell you ahead of time, and we're not going to get into this. When you ask God what he wants you to do, be ready for your flesh to not like it. We'll talk about that on another Sip and Tip. Be ready. Because when I used to ask God what he wanted me to do, he kept giving me things that I didn't want to do. And I was like, oh, that can't be God. Oh, that can't be God. Oh, that can't be God. And then I realized, oh, everything he was asking me to do, like forgive, like love unconditionally. Oh, yeah. It was God. Because it was God's word. Whew. We'll talk about it. So, if you missed the webinar, go to the website. You need it. If you were on the webinar, you have your replay. I'm telling you, pull it in chunks. Listen to it over and over. Get the word in your spirit and realize submission is God's idea. Sanctified is God's idea. Faith is what you need to be a helpmeet that's suitable. All right. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. For information and revelation and resources. And I'm in. into the Helpmeet Army? My God, I teach spiritual warfare. I teach people how to become helpmeets that are suitable. Thanks for spending some time with me. But don't forget, Tuesday morning, 7 a.m., we got to pray for our kings. I know it's a lot of work. It is. It's a lot of work to stay suitable. It's a lot of work to stay married. It's a lot of work to be a Christian. Well, we have to put in the work. Yeah, because faith without works is dead. Too many of us have dead faith because we don't want to work. That's another tip. I'm not going into that. But you wonder why you're struggling in your faith? Yeah, check your work ethic. Oh, Lord, that's a webinar. Uh-oh. Y'all, that's a whole webinar. You wonder why you don't have enough faith to stay in your marriage? Check your work ethic. Ooh, sip on that. Go ahead and sip. It's necessary. It's a lot going on in the spirit realm, so we got to get busy, helpmeets. We have to get busy. It's a lot of work. So meet me 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday morning to pray and cover our kings, to pray for them. People often inbox me and ask, how do I pray for my king? You come on 7 a.m. Tuesday mornings, I'm going to model how you pray for your king. Pray along with me. If you're struggling to pray for your king, go to the YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and do Help Meet Hedge prayer. Let's do it. You don't know how to pray for your husband? I got you. Pray along with me on the prayers that are on our YouTube channel. There's probably 50 or 60 of them. Put in the work. Get it done. Because if you ask God, he's going to tell you to work. Oh, yeah. Trust me. He will. All right. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. See you ladies soon. Thanks for having some Help Me time with me. Goodbye.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.